Kia ora. Oh my gosh. Kia ora tiwi. Welcome back to Under the Pāriki. I'm Tahu.
And I'm Anatola, and it is our last episode.
My
yes. Woo! Well, so sad.
Yeah.
But we've
but
got
not
a...
really, yes.
So we have a game to warm up our space. I feel like we don't really need warm up, but it's just a fun little thing for
this
us.
This is the last episode, by
this
the way, everyone.
Episode.
So we're just doing a wrap,
pretty we're
much,
doing a wrap.
Of our season so far. Yeah. What we've learned, what we've unlearned.
Yeah.
And...
what we've enjoyed.
And what we've hated.
Possibly.
Right, but we're going to start with our game.
Yep, we've got a game. So it's a headphone game, and Tahu's going to wear headphones with a really cool song playing, and I'm going to say a sentence, and he's going to have to try figure it out while music is blasting in his ears.
Yeah, national anthem.
Can you hear me? Is it actually never?
Did she stop it? Oh, might have been. Oh, no. Hold on.
Our producer's
sorry,
just playing. Yep, so it's fine.
There it goes. I'm ready.
Can you hear me? I'm trying to be really quiet.
I can't hear you.
I'm a Tongan, so I'm really loud. Can you hear me?
No.
Anatola's better than me.
Are you starting the game yet, or are you still just doing
it? Okay, we're starting right now.
Okay.
Okay. My milkshake?
Oh, hold on. Start the sentence again, please.
Okay. My.
Ba. Okay.
My. Milkshake.
Producer.
Milkshake. My bunda. Milkshake. I mean, could be.
My bunda is great. Anyway, yes.
You're right. My milkshake.
Barber shake.
My milkshake brings all the moisture. Are you
okay, say it the whole sentence
I just
once.
Said, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Yeah.
It honestly looks like my baba gunu shala balajuta.
Okay, my milkshake.
Your producer, your...
My milkshake.
Your ma...
Milkshake.
Your milkshake.
Brings.
Brings all the boys to
yes!
the yard. Even though that took us ages. All right, your turn.
Okay.
Was I screaming?
Nah. You were all good.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
Oh.
Playing?
Yeah, wait. Okay.
Okay.
Can you put it up? Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh, fuck. Oh, sorry. Wait.
You can't hear me.
Can I hear you?
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay. Are you sure?
Only when you laugh.
All right. Here we go. Ready? My Nana makes the best fried bread.
My name?
Whoa.
Is? Say it. My name is?
Is? My Nana makes the best fried bread.
Holy, that's so much. Wait, okay. My name is?
Is what? Fire bread.
Fire what? Fire pants?
You're so wrong. My Nana.
My knickers. Mine are yours.
Nana.
Nana. My Nana.
Makes.
Makes.
Yeah.
My Nana makes. The.
Best. Fried bread.
Huh?
Fried bread.
My Nana makes the best fried bread.
Ah! That was really good. I think you were faster than me there. Okay. Can you see that?
Out the gate.
Okay, one more.
Oh my God.
Okay. Ready when you are.
Dun, 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 dun. Can you hear me?
This is the Parker version now, yeah.
Oh.
God defend.
Can right. you hear me?
No.
Now? Da, 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 da. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Your.
Core.
Your.
Jandals.
Your jandals.
Your.
Jandals.
Shangles. Shanghai.
Your jandals.
Jandals.
Jandals smell.
smell
like
delicious.
Like?
Your genitals smell like
toe jams.
This is the personal attack from Stevie. She wrote these. And so it's because I take them off every single show.
It's because it's toes are the main character.
How do my toes even get jammy when they're free all the time?
Oh my God.
Last one. All right.
Okay, let's do this. Play me Beyonce, Stevie.
A bee's in the trap as the trap gets bigger. Beyonce.
I want to feel the heat with somebody. Damn, this is a hit. Oh, whoa. Yeah, I was loud. I'm in the mood to fuck something nuts. I'm gonna fucking something. I love you, Beyonce.
I love you, Beyonce.
I love you so much. Okay.
I love the smell of my own farts.
What did you just say?
I love the smell of my own farts.
I love the smell of my own farts.
Oh my God. Damn it.
Oh my, I'm good at this game.
Yeah. I lost the last game of the season.
I'm just a winner,
guys. That's
right,
I won 25.
Get it out.
Okay.
I'm going to put this down. Yeah. That's a fun game.
That is a good game.
That's actually a good game.
Yeah. Do you want me to check them?
Oh, yes, please.
Put them under the chair so nobody steps on.
Oh, that was, I really enjoyed that. I've never done that before. Have you done that before?
I have.
Ah. Oh. Are you this shit every other time?
I'll see you in New Year's.
No, but you know what it is? When like someone puts head... Have you seen those like clubs that like you don't listen to like music collectively? Like
yes,
you wear the headphones?
Silent discos.
Yeah. Have you been?
I haven't.
I really want to go one. That would be so cool,
It'd be so awkward, eh? Like, because you're like pumping in your ears, like everybody dancing, and then you like take it off and there's just silence.
I know.
Moving.
That's so trippy.
Yeah, that is.
That'd be a trip. Okay. So, it's our last episode.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of episodes before
this. We have.
Talking about various topics. Some really sad. Mm. Some really, like, interesting. Mm. Some really painful, but some really beautiful too.
Yep.
What has been the standout of your time on Under the Whareakī for season one?
That's a difficult question, because there's been so many.
Yeah.
I think the one where we found our flow was with Tangaroa.
Absolutely.
And that's so fitting, ironic that Tangaroa is the one where you get the flow. But I feel like that was the first time I felt like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
This is a cool show.
Yeah.
That was earlier on.
Yeah, was it? Oh.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Episode 4.
It was, hey. And yeah. I remember thinking, like, this is the best.
Yeah.
His topic was cool. And I think it was just like, I didn't really know if I was liking the podcast.
Right.
Before it.
Yeah.
Just
because like
I was like, oh my gosh, this is so heavy.
Yeah.
But I realized, like, it's just, this is exactly why nobody talks about it and why it's so important that we do.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that I like don't like talking. We all know I love talking.
You're good at it. Yeah.
But I thought, when we got into that episode, I realised, wow, this is actually really cool and a cool kaupapa we get to be a part of and spread around the rohe and see who likes it.
Hard out.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. I mean, I've loved all the episodes. You know what? I don't think actually I've said this to you outside, but I was really worried walking in, going to be working with you. I'd never met you. Mm. Also, I'm just not used to being around dudes.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of feminine energy around me. I'm also a high feminine energy person. And I came in being like, oh, we're going to hate each other. Like, he's going to say something fucked up.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, he's so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, and he's going to hate me.
How sexist of
you. I know.
Judgy.
What a judgy gal. No, but I walked in just being like, oh, I hope, like, you know, because Stevie, like, sent this beautiful message. And I was like, oh, like, I hope it we do her justice, you know?
Right.
Like, I was a little bit, like, anxious about that. And then I met you and I was like, oi, he's the man.
Yeah, we connected just, pretty quickly.
Yeah, like vibes on, like just vibes on vibes. And I have so much like love and respect for you. And I'm lucky enough
This was my speech I was about to do, but don't start with it. Don't start with it, because then you're gonna be crying the whole time.
I'm not. I think what that connection taught me is that you should never judge people in general, but oftentimes I don't think men and women have a chance to connect like that in a way that's not sexual, intimate. It's like friendship. It's like a companionship that's about like just connection. And I think that...
I think it's quite intimate sharing your actual opinion with someone, your honest opinion.
Yeah.
That's a real intimate thing that I think brings connection.
Yeah, totally.
Because even though we don't agree on heaps of things, it's instant respect that you feel safe enough to share your opinion with me, and that I feel like it's a safe enough environment for me to express my opinion.
Totally.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
I think that's so amazing and it's so special, and I think like that's probably my highlight. Like I love all the conversations, but my most special moments has been talking with you and learning about you and like finding a way to navigate differences and like respecting differences and even as in my big, big ass age, like I still have these preconceived notions towards people. It's like, especially men, I'm gonna be honest, like, you know, being like another guy with a podcast.
Yeah.
Here we go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we live less men on podcasts. But like, I've been hyping you up to everyone I come in contact with. I'm like, Woy Tahu, he's a man. Woy Tahu, he's like my little brother. Yeah. We love him. Yeah, he's a man. And I just think that's been really beautiful, connecting with people that are different to me and making sense of the world through someone else's eyes while still honoring my eyes.
Yeah.
I think that's been really special.
Stevie's genius.
She's a genius. Shout out to Stevie.
To know that we would have matched, because we're so different.
So different.
Like, you were born and bred in the city, I come from the country. Everything's different about our world.
Everything's different, yeah.
And somehow, some way, we found a middle ground there's just love.
It is.
But yeah, love, compassion. And learning. It's so much learning.
Yeah.
Just blowing shit up our own ass, eh?
But this I love
whole
that.
Episode, like, we're cool.
Fuck, we're so cool. You're so lucky.
Lucky for you guys that we met and gave you guys that content.
This energy, this content. No, but it shows you, right? We're also like, I think like to listen to each other and like hear each other's experiences and stories. And like your stories have been so like, touching and amazing. I'd be like, whoa, like I've never experienced that, you know. And I think that's what I've learned also with people coming through the doors and like sitting with us, is like how grateful I am to hear their story, and like the fact that they're so willing to share their story and like trust that we're gonna hold it and like respect it and honor it. Like, I don't know, I just think that's a real privilege.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite things is the safe space we've created.
Yeah,
like it's just been so like worryless.
Yeah,
like I don't worry about even though you would judge my opinion, you judge it loudly, like, you know, and you judge it to my face, and then we can discuss it from there wānanga about it. Like, that's I love it when I'm challenged, and my ideals are challenged and my values are challenged, because if you're just like so certain in your ways, then you really learn nothing. You're closed off. Even though I'm pretty certain in my ways, and it's pretty hard to change my direction, I love hearing other perspectives to see what I can take, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And all of our guests taught me something.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like every single guest, I was just like amazed. And because you don't just get to talk to people you don't know like that all the time.
No.
Where they come in willing to take some, break their walls down and just be like, here I am.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah. What are you about?
Yeah.
Like sizing each other up, but in a really like beautiful way, like a connection way.
Yeah.
I think like I'm thinking back on the episode we had about neurodivergence.
Yes.
And with Ngail.
Ngail.
And Ngail, she was beautiful, but she shared a poem with us.
Yeah.
And I think that to me was... that hit me probably the hardest in the whole, because I saw myself in it.
Yeah.
And even though everything else was so beautiful and I've loved every episode, I have so many beautiful things that I have taken from each episode. But that sharing of a poem and like their willingness to share the poem about something so painful, I think that was like one of my highlights on an episode like with a guest wise.
It's this whole podcast, especially that episode, actually taught me a lot about just compassion for everyone.
Yeah.
And especially for I often forget about our Pacifica whānau and their struggle because of the diaspora.
Yeah.
Because like we feel as Māori, we're on our whenua and it's our right to be here. And it's like,
yeah,
give it the fuck back. Well, fuck yous, I'm here. Period. This is my place. So
yeah.
I should feel welcome here. But you guys are sitting here, have come to a whenua where the Pākehā look at you just the same way they look at Māori. And then on top of that, you have Māori to compete with where we're just like, fuck everyone else, get off our land. And then realizing how much similarities we share.
We're so similar.
Yeah. And then,
so different.
Yeah. And
so
then similar, I forget about that you guys must feel so much, you know, I feel pōuri for my whenua when I'm 2 hours away from it.
Yeah.
And as Pākehā, I don't think about them too much where they're connected to the whenua like that.
Yeah.
But I know Indigenous people are. And that's an appreciation I've come to learn about how your guys' struggles, always, you know, so much similarities. Like, we're all struggling.
Yeah.
We're all struggling and we're all trying to navigate our way through this new world.
Yeah.
And these bullshit systems.
Fucked up systems.
That work against everyone but the Pākehā.
Yeah, and especially Māori and Pasifika.
Especially us.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, like, I think it's because it's like we have a real deep intrinsic connection to the land and to our ancestors, you know, those before us and those who will come after.
Yeah.
And so we have a deep, like, divine connection with each other for that reason. And, like, I remember, like, my family, they're so big on, like, honouring Māori as tangata whenua because they know that they can go back to Tonga and they are honoured as tangata whenua of Tonga. So they're so adamant on that. And I remember my auntie always saying, like, when she would hear stuff from other people, she would always correct them, like, I have more in common with Māori than I'll ever have in common with anyone else on this earth besides Pasifika, because we have such similarities, but also, like, we're in the Pacific and we belong to so many similar things and belief systems. So I love that. Like, I love the connection between us two, but also acknowledging that we are very different.
Yeah.
And that Māori, this is Aotearoa, and Pasifika have a place here, but also they're not Indigenous to this land.
To this
and
land.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much time. We're not even talking about, like, this whole season.
That.
Just talking about what we've learned from each other. But I guess that is what the season's about.
Yeah, it is.
And for me, like, all these topics, they've been so informative. And, you know, information's cool.
Yeah.
You know, information's needed and information needs to be learned. But it's the people, behind it. It's the people, like, the on the ground level that everyone overlooks.
Yeah.
And putting a voice to all those topics, putting a face to those topics, was so powerful.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, facing you, front on, this is this. You know, this is homelessness, this is what it looks like. This is, you know, whatever it was, this is what a transgender looks like.
Mm.
Yeah, face me and acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And that was really, I think, powerful.
Mm.
Something that I think I've taken away from this whole experience is to be more compassionate. Because as a person, I'm pretty set on in-house thinking. We talked yesterday about cancel culture and how I hate collective moving people, like collective decision making.
Yeah.
But really, as Māori, as my whānau, we only make collective decisions in-house.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you're not whānau, then you shouldn't be making collective decisions.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And but to now I've learned, well, we can communicate collectively and then come to a positive, but I think we might be special, to be honest.
I think we are special.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're right here.
Because, like, ignorance and arrogance and stuff like that, when you're thinking like that all together, then you come up with a bullshit answer. But I feel like this podcast made me hopeful.
Me too.
For change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that a beautiful feeling?
Yeah.
Isn't hope? I love it.
Yeah.
Like, just cover me up with it. I love it.
It's hope and joy. That's all you want, eh?
I just love it. You know why? It's because, like, I used to fixate so much on all the bad things. Mm. You know, the bad things are so overwhelming. You know, when you're caring so much about so many different things, you often forget of the fact that we also need to have joy and hope in our lives, because we can't keep just thinking we're going to burn everything down. Mm. Like, we need also to know, like, our ancestors were hopeful. Yeah. Our ancestors were joyful. My grandmother is like the very foundation of joy and love for my life. Yeah. So I'm like, she came and she experienced such fucked shit with people. Why would I turn around and just be angry all the time? Yeah. There's room for anger, but like, hope and joy is, I think for me, is like why I want to live.
Yeah.
Why I want to exist and what I want to give to people in return.
Beautiful. It's like with shit things, with anger, with all that bullshit out in the world, if you go looking for it, you're going to find it.
Oh. Hey.
All the time, and just type. And it's just going to keep like rabbit hole, and just multiplying and multiplying. Yeah. You can find hate everywhere.
Yeah,
it's easy.
Yeah,
it's a little bit harder to find joy, but you can find it as well.
Totally.
So that's like, why would you choose to find the hate?
Yeah,
chase hate around.
Yeah,
it's a reporter's job.
You know? It is. We're not journalists. I'm not a journalist. Yeah, I'm not trying to.
Yeah, I don't care. Not that I don't care, but that's not what I need to focus on.
Yeah. It's not helpful to always focus on that. I think there's a time and place to rage and be angry and frustrated. Aware. But 24/7?
Nah.
How many days in a year? 365 days?
Yeah.
Like, that's a long time to be worrying and angry and having so much projection of pain. Because at the end of the day, like, anger is just like emotion that we have because we actually have something else inside.
Yeah.
And a lot of us, Māori, Pasifika, transgender, people who experience, like, queer people, they have so much anger because there's so much hurt.
Yeah. And you're so, born with it.
Yeah, we are. We're born with it. So we need to find outlets.
Yeah.
And I feel like for myself, I don't know about you, but I feel like talking has always been a great outlet. Writing's an outlet for me. And I think connecting with people is an outlet.
Yeah.
Like, finding those ways.
It's so interesting. Like, connection.
Beautiful.
Yeah, like, I think the thing about connection is that you can really, truly find it with anyone.
Yeah.
If you're patient enough to. If you're patient and open and minded enough to. Yeah. You can actually find connection with everyone.
Yeah.
And if you just have an open heart and an open mind, there'll be one thing. Because, you know, at the base of humanity, I hope it's good.
Yeah.
You know, like, I hope everybody, you know, there's a few values that everyone shares, like, we love our families, we want to do good, it's just sometimes they don't, and you just want to love and live. That's pretty much what makes up every human. I feel like every human low-key has that at the base of them. So it's like, how can't we all find a middle ground? You know,
like, I feel like, I don't know if this is everyone's middle ground, but for my middle ground, I'm like, we all just want to belong.
Yeah.
We all just want to connect, and we just want a sense of self and
our
a sense of home.
In the world.
Yeah. And like, you can't beat that.
Mm.
And so I don't know why you would want, if you're striving that for yourself, I don't know why you would want to take that from someone else.
Mm.
That doesn't really make sense to me. So like, as like, if I'm thinking about like me going back to Tonga next week and like living there for a year, I'm like thinking about like how important that is for me. Like, that, to me, I'm like, I'm so honoured. Like, it is, I'm so grateful that I have an island that I can go back to, and it is my home. Like, and that's what I felt like going there. Like, I knew she was telling me, you belong to me, and I belong to you. And I, why would I ever want to take that from anyone?
Yeah.
With its land, what, like, opportunities. I just would never want to take that type of joy that I felt on the time my foot landed in Tonga. On the tarmac, like, I wouldn't want to take that from anyone, because I wouldn't want that to be taken from me.
Mm.
So I was like, I just think if people realize that, then they're just stopping dicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just stop being dicks.
You need that neon sign out there.
Just like, really this do.
Don't be a dick.
I have a t-shirt. Piece out there.
It's just amazing, the world.
Yeah.
And the bullshit we come up with, man. Like, why are we even having to discuss this shit?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why is any of it even real?
Mm.
I hate that, like, these are topics that are swept under the rug because we're so ashamed of them.
So much shame.
As society. Hey.
Yeah.
like we've all just like shunned them and just like pretend like they're not there because close our doors, and in our house we've got kaya and we've got warmth and we've got shelter, so it's really hard facing them. And that's been a realization for me, is that I often choose to forget about them and pretend like, well, you know, I'm not the savior, so I can't help it. You know, I'm not responsible for it, and I'm not gonna change anything. You know, it's that hopelessness. It's like me doing something isn't gonna change anything. But the whole point is, like, is if everyone does something, then everything changes.
Yeah. And compassion and love is friggin' free.
Free.
You know what I mean? Like, it's free.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know, walking down the road and just like, I don't know, just treating people nice. It sounds so cheesy, but like, again, I'm a cheesy girl. I love it.
Yeah.
But like, it's just like, be nice. Like, it's not that. And there was this ad. Oh my gosh. Okay. When I was a kid, there was this ad. I don't know if you remember, but it was like, I think it was like an ANZ ad or ASB ad.
Mm.
And it was like, this guy was like walking down the street. I just might remember like Speedos. Undies.
Oh, yes.
Not that one. But I was just remembering that ad. But the one where the guy is, he like, the whole catchphrase is like, like every time I smile at someone, they smile back, and like then they're gonna smile at someone else down the road.
Right.
And I always think about that. Like, I hope that any person that received me at my worst, that doesn't define them.
Mm.
And whoever received me at my best, hopes they know that they can like give that to other people and to themselves as well. And it's like, that connection is so important, and we don't often think about that. If I'm crossing the road and I smile at someone, that's a connection.
Mm.
Like if I'm like down the supermarket and someone's choosing like tofu, and I'm like, oh, is that good tofu? Like, the shit tofu or good tofu? Is that good olivani?
Olivani?
Or is that good chocolate or whatever it is? Like, that moment is a connection, and we should always like just, I don't know, I feel like we don't prioritize the small stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And I think those small connections kind of allow us to lay a foundation for the big connections.
It's because we're all here, eh?
Yeah.
Like,
we're not here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so much different. Like, online, you're so brave online. People, keyboard
trolls,
warriors out there, are just like ridiculous.
Yeah. They love having opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I, you know, it's all good to have an opinion, but share it hoping to make some difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some positive difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no, like, oh, well, obviously.
Who's it serving?
Yeah, who's it serving? Yeah, and if it's just you to get shit off your chest and project, then have a look in the mirror. Also, I guess it's all right, because who am I to say?
Yeah, but maybe you need therapy.
But maybe.
And that's okay, because you know what?
Yeah.
I do too, so.
Yeah. That's another thing, like, everyone needs therapy.
Everyone.
It's not necessarily, like, you're wrong, or something's wrong with you. It's like maintenance.
Yeah.
Wānanga is so crucial.
So important.
Yeah. Too much wānanga though, you know.
I think too much wānanga is just more so it gets sometimes overwhelming because you're not sitting with your thoughts.
Yeah.
You're like just sitting with everyone else's thoughts,
right,
which is a beautiful thing. But I think there's time for solitude and
nice,
there's time for like self-reflection. Like how you shared that story, how you went out like into the boat and you just started crying like out into the water. And I was like, that's your self-reflection, like, that was your moment of solitude that you needed, and I'm like, that's what we all need too. Just like we need wānanga, but we also need moments to be like, how do I feel about this?
Too much hui, not enough dewi.
Oh,
ridiculous.
Not enough dewi.
Not
enough dewi.
That self-reflection, that's the cool bit about it, because you get to internalize, and then you get to decide what's right and what sits wrong with you.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to do that.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
If you look in the mirror a little more often, you'll start to see what's good and what's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's important you tell yourself, like, you affirm yourself, you know, you're worthy of it, but you also don't exist self-righteously.
Be honest with yourself.
Yeah, like, I think that's what I really got from yesterday's talk about cancel culture, was, like, our conversation about, like, good and bad and right and wrong. And I think, like, back when I was younger, I used to have such a strong sense of like self-righteousness, where I was like, that's wrong, that's right, that makes a bad person, makes a good person. That's so harmful. Also, that's not a very indigenous take. It's not a very Tongan take.
No.
And it's not a Maori take. Like, and so I think a lot of us, especially ones who didn't grow up on their whenua, didn't grow up speaking their languages and actively practice their cultures, we often latch onto Western practices and culture, as in, like, you know, I often think about like feminism as a concept. And I remember reading so many feminist texts, and like it was like white women telling me how to think about my human rights, and that became a little bit like projecting, like you know, and that kind of swarmed my mind. It's mob mentality. Yeah. But that's not a Tongan mentality. Yeah. And I have to remember, I am a woman, but I'm a Tongan first.
Yeah.
And I'm always going to think, I want to think in my Tongan mind, in my Tongan heart, because that's what makes me me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one day I hope that I will have my reo and I'll be able to also
think in your Maori mind.
Yeah. And have these two as well, because I think...
Oh, that'll be such a cool balancing
act. Could you imagine?
Yeah. But I love that. Like, I love knowing nothing's right or wrong.
Yeah.
To you. Like, you know, shit's right and wrong to me.
Yeah.
And that's just to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love knowing that, like, not anybody's right or not anybody's wrong. Because then you get to truly choose your own path and your own way of being.
Yeah.
And learn how you feel about things. It's like you're talking about, like, how westernized our whakaro have become to right and wrong. Like, black and white. That's how they see it, eh?
Yeah, and, very white.
Yeah, I really can't think of anything in the world where I'm the only person who knows that's right, you know, and they're all wrong.
Yeah.
I talked to you about the sun thing, eh? With sun on the East Coast versus West Coast?
No.
Oh, well, how I see it, like how my dad taught me when I was little who was right or wrong, he said, think about your whānau on the East Coast, so in Gizzy. The sun rises first, and your whānau on the west coast, who in Taranaki. And so, if there's the east and the west, and the sun rises here, and it's 6 o'clock in the morning, the sun's here.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 o'clock in the morning, east coast all see the sun.
Yeah.
But on the west coast, they don't see the sun yet.
Right.
But what's the time?
Who's
6
right
o'clock.
Yeah.
Hey,
who's right or wrong about that? Yeah.
Not that it's sunny here or dark here.
Yeah.
The point is that the sun is here.
Yeah.
So it's like, it doesn't matter because everyone's perspective is different.
It's different. Yeah. And where their eyes are.
It just depends on how you, where you are in your world.
True.
Where you are.
True.
Yeah. So for you to see the sun and for me to be on the other side of the world and not see the sun right now, it's just the way we see things.
Yeah.
And nobody's right or wrong.
Yeah.
The sun's at 6 o'clock. Yeah. That's the thing that is there.
Isn't it beautiful though that like we experience the sun like at 6 o'clock, like this side experiences the sun, and then in whatever how many hours that the sun will be shared with everyone else.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, this, I think about the moon, like often when I think about the moon, I'm like, I'm sitting here experiencing what I'm experiencing with the moon because I love watching like the full moon, and I love how I feel on a full moon. And I'm like, oh my God, a few hours time, someone else is going to be experiencing this. And I wonder how they're going to feel. And I wonder like, it's just, I don't know. To me, I'm like, that's like connection as well. Because it's like, I'm this.
Yeah.
I'm so tiny and compared to this.
Yeah.
Like I'm nothing in compared
to this. That's the whole point is that, you know, everybody sees things differently, but the connection is this.
Yeah.
Everyone's connected to this.
Yeah. That's so special.
Yeah. So what I've learned, the biggest thing I learned from this season is the perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's got their own perspective and everyone has a right to their own perspective.
Totally.
And opinion. And more than anything, feel strong enough or feel like it's okay to share your opinion.
Yeah.
But also feel like it's okay to be respectful of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think too often when people take that the wrong way, like, you know, your opinion really doesn't fucking matter, you know?
In the scheme of things.
Yeah. Only to you it matters.
Yeah.
So keep it here.
Yeah.
And if people ask for it, then that's cool. Share it.
But don't just actively go around sharing it.
But yeah, you don't have to feel like your opinion has to be shared.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Like it's all right to not have an opinion on things.
Yeah.
It's all right to not project what you're feeling about something to everyone else.
Yeah. Also, you don't owe anyone an opinion.
Yeah.
And you don't deserve someone else's opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that entitlement of it all.
It is.
I think of James Baldwin's quote. I don't know if you know James Baldwin, but he's an incredible writer.
Right.
And he talks about how like he's a black man in America, and he was like during the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
And he talks about how like we can disagree on music, on books, on on everything in the world, but I'm not going to have a debate about my humanity. Right. I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm like paraphrasing, but yeah. like, that's basically the gist of his what yeah. he says. It's like, I will never have a discourse. God, Pakia, love the D word.
Yeah.
Like, a discourse about my humanity.
Yeah.
Like, that's where we draw, that's a boundary of mm-hmm. mine. And I think that's what people forget is, like, actually, your opinion about me being whoever is, like, that's invalid. Like,
yeah, it's the invalid.
It's invalid. Yeah. Like, I don't want you to go around, like, asking me questions about... I often find, like, Pakia always want to know more about, like, what's it like being Pacific? What's it like being Māori? What's it like being Tongan? What's it like... And you're like, I don't want to sit here and, like, explain something to you. Yeah. You're fundamentally...
I pretty much just say, great.
Great.
That's awesome.
It's a privilege.
I love it.
That's my privilege. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel... Yeah, we talked about white privilege.
Yeah, we did.
With one of our guests. And I feel so privileged to be Māori. Mm. That's the other thing I realised is, like...
Yeah.
Fuck everyone else's privilege. Yeah. I've got heaps.
A Māori privilege.
Yeah, I've got yeah. heaps of privilege. I've got my whānau, my hapū, my iwi, everyone behind me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful privilege.
We have some beautiful privilege.
We do. We're just beautiful people in general.
Too. We are.
Beautiful people, let's be honest.
Anything you didn't like from the season? Go, get there.
I don't know what I want. I don't know how I can say it.
Say it.
Just say it.
Yeah.
I didn't really like the men's mental health talk.
Right.
Yeah.
Why?
I felt like I didn't, I don't know.
You're such a men hater.
No, I'm not. No, I am. No, yeah. No. No, I felt it was very tone deaf on like the complexities of so many reasons why men go through men's health, and I felt like it kept on coming back to the fact like, oh, they're just like, they're there to protect and they're there to like get money, which I know that, like, I mean, obviously I'm not a man, but from the men in my life, I know that that's a real reality. But I don't think we talked about like the fact that people are really struggling with their mental health as men because there's toxic masculinity and these ideas of who they should and shouldn't be, because we have these preconceived ideas of what being a man is. And I think that gets projected a lot, and I was really excited to see some of that, and I just didn't. And it's not that I should be projecting what my expectations should be, but
You literally did this with me.
Oh my God, I'm being caught out right now. Oh my God.
No, but that's fine, eh? Yeah. Because that's the community you come from. Yeah. That's what you see.
Yeah.
And that's that toxic masculinity, it's everywhere. And it leaves no space for our rainbow whānau to glow. But also, it's like, that's also true for that part of how he sees the world, how that part was displayed. That's also true for them.
That's his actual lived
truth.
Experience. And I think maybe sitting there as self, like as a woman, I think I do struggle when men don't acknowledge the harm they can often do when it comes to affecting wahine. And I think that, I don't know, I felt, and again, it wasn't about women, it was about men's mental health, I understand that. But I do struggle when men don't acknowledge that. Because I think that it's like we're sitting here being like, oh, Pākehā have like hurt Māori and Pasifika. There's been deep damage that also like the idea of that, like this toxic masculine idea of like men being stronger, men being more important, whatever. Again, a very Western concept too, but we unfortunately live in a country where that's a dead the most. I do struggle when that's not acknowledged.
Yeah, so you want men to acknowledge women, the hurt on women.
Just like I want Pākehā to acknowledge the hurt that they've had on Māori and Pasifika. Just because I feel like that's important.
What about women hurt on men?
Yeah.
Is there no woman hurt on men?
No, of course. But I'm talking about a system.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking about the fact that if a woman hurts you.
Yeah.
But like systemically, when have women hurt men?
Wow.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Just like when have Māori hurt Pākehā systemically?
Well, it's like probably heaps.
I don't know. And you can have a different opinion. I'm just saying, like, for me, I felt like I didn't feel like I got what I was just kind of yearning for, just a little bit of acknowledgement.
Cool. That's cool. Yeah. I feel like I need to, like, low-key apologize to Parker for this podcast because I call them out all the time.
Me too.
Just because it's the easiest reference.
Yeah.
No, I don't need to apologize.
No, you
to
don't
them.
Need to apologize.
But, like, as a whole, it's not helpful comparing.
Yeah.
Either.
That comes from hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of this comes down to hurt, right?
Yeah. And that's the same with wahine, you needing to be acknowledged in the pain of men's mental health.
Yeah.
But like, it's men's mental health.
I totally get. And I'm not talking about the harm on women. I'm saying, like, I think when I grew up, being called a girl was the worst thing to be called.
Really?
Being called a weak, you were a girl. Yeah. Like, don't be a pussy.
That's a,
first of all, can I just say, pussies are so strong.
Pussies, low-key
pussies
God.
Pussies are so strong.
Pussies power. Like, yeah, because so, like, everything goes back to pussy.
Period.
Low-key, everything, yeah. Well, I come from a whānau where our women are our strongest.
Yeah.
So that's probably why you had that pre-notion of me, and then you got to know me, and you're like, oh my God.
He's amazing. Yeah. I love him,
but
he's
it was
because
I was raised by our power as our woman and our whānau.
Yeah.
For sure. They're our bread makers, our breadwinners. They're our decision makers. They're our everything. And ours, and like literally across the board, everyone's tough ass. But that's also something I've grown up thinking like as a weakness too. Like that I'm really in touch with my feminine side and I'm really open to it. Obviously, I don't see it as a weakness anymore because I know that's my strength, is
totally.
My balance.
Yeah.
But as a kid, I was always like, oh, when people would say, my dad's so tough, and I'll be like, oh, my dad's not even tougher than my mum.
Yeah, yeah. My mum will knock him out. My mum will knock your dad out. Yeah.
So it's just so many different walks of life as
well.
Totally,
totally. What has been your least favourite?
My least favourite, I think, is the politics behind things and realising that it's just, because there were so many of our topics that are so politically involved where they need legislation changes and where they need big, big movements to change things. And as I seen it as a theme coming across everyone, it was like, the fuck, there's so much shit we have to change. And it seems that was like the most hopeless thing to me.
Yeah.
Was that it's just a reminder of how fucked our system is.
Yeah.
And how against Māori and Pacifica is it? It is. So that was probably my downer about the whole show, was that there's this, and thinking to myself, I don't know anything about this. So, and I must be the majority because these people here are pretty special. And they're the ones fighting the fight. And so if I don't know, and all my boys don't know, and all their whānaus don't know, then we're all ignorant to this big, big
beast
that needs to be fought. But we can't fight it together because not everyone's in this field or in that field.
We don't have the weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not.
That was one thing that really stood out to me was Rose. From the YJ episode, how she said about how they couldn't beat us by force. Mm. They had to beat us by pen.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, that was just like, aha. Like, I had an aha moment when she said that. And I thought, wow, that's so true.
Yeah.
And it's like, I hate, like, you don't want to play the game.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's like you have to know how to use the pen.
Yeah. The ratchet thing, and then about that, is like, they couldn't beat us by force, so they had to beat us with pen. And their language. Yeah.
Oi, also, that's been a compilation of so many other languages that's made up. Yeah.
Yeah, because the misconception of Māori and Pacifica being dumb.
Oh.
It's like, you're idiots. You don't know how to speak two languages. I literally have to go back through my head, translate back to your language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're dumb. You speak one. Boring ass language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no wonder we're slower in your language.
Yeah,
if we have to go through a whole set of values to think about this word and then bring it back. And there's not even, our words don't even translate into Pākehā.
Literally.
Into Pākehā, yeah. So that's they beat us with a pen in their field.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just played their game.
We just played their game.
How do we win their game?
Burn it down. Burn it down, Andrew.
But then what, eh?
Then what? Who gets to decide?
Yeah. But then Māori, we weren't in a good place when they come.
True.
We were all fighting amongst each other. Māori, that kupu Māori, it's not actually how we identified.
No.
Back in the day. We were all tribal people, right? Yeah. Tribal mental.
Who gave the word Māori to Māori?
I'm not
was
sure.
Was it Māori or was someone being like, this is...
I think, what's your guys... I think it was Pākehā.
Yeah.
It was like a... at the time, they were like, how do we group you guys?
Together.
And we... Māori, the kupu Māori is normal.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what Māori means.
Right.
It's like the normal. So like, why Māori is clear water, like just water that is not salt water or yeah, drinkable water.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Māori is normal.
Mm.
That's how we define ourselves. So we were like,
interesting.
To them. Yeah, we're normal, you guys are weird.
Yeah.
He's a Pākehā.
I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, so and then they lumped us all under Māori.
Yeah.
But literally, you can go down a marae road where there's three marae, and at every marae, it can be different tikanga, different,
right.
Yeah.
Also different dialects.
Different dialect,
yeah.
Different, whole different things, because no Māori sees the world the same. Yeah, and that's where it's like, we're not, when people say like, we're Ngāi Māori, we have to come together as Ngāi Māori, it's really difficult for Māori because none of us see things the same.
Do you go to different places in Aotearoa and you're like, bro, this is fucked up?
Bro,
all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, but not like this is fucked up.
Oh, no,
like,
not fucked up. You know what I mean?
Way different.
Yeah, this is different, yeah.
Che, my fiance, where she comes from. And I guess they're hahi iwi, so hahi's a church.
Yeah.
Which, so that changes things for me because it's Pākehā driven, because it was Pākehā narrative that they built off. But their tikanga is like things like wearing shoes in the whare. They do that.
Right.
And I was
like, they actually do?
Yeah. And another thing is their manuao, it's called a manuao instead of a marae, is their whare tapu or their whare tupuna is connected to the whare kai. Like it's like all one big
all
complex.
One big,
yeah. And I get the practicality of it.
Yeah.
And, but for Māori back in the day, you had those two things separate because it's living and death.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, obviously it's only made sense back then because you didn't embalm bodies and things like that, so you would have got bacteria
in your
kai. But now, because they're such a recent church, they only made that 100 something years ago,
the
manual, it like made sense.
Yeah.
It made sense that it's all in the same place because it's accessible.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. So like,
but
those
it's just
things,
different.
Yeah, it's way different.
Too different, yeah.
Yeah. So for them, when there's something like Ngāi Māori, and I'm not saying I don't identify with all my Māori whānau. I see them all as whānau.
Yeah.
But the differences are so vast and in between that when you're trying to relate, it's just like this.
Yeah.
That you're coming from two different worlds.
Worlds, yeah.
Yeah. From the East Coast or the West Coast.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It's so different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
East Coast and West Coast are so different.
Yeah. So, like, when we say burn down the system, then what? Then we go back to tribal living. Then we go back to... I'm pukinga, you're kahungunu, don't come near me. We go down, try and steal each other's land. Because we used to do that too.
Yeah.
We used to rape
and
pillage.
Can we all just be nice to
each other?
Why do we have to hurt each other? Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, yeah, Māori, as a Māori people, the honest truth is we were raping, murdering people.
Yeah.
That was part of our culture. As utu or as warfare, like just as a warfare advantage, would go burn down whole tribes, only keep the kids alive. Rape women, dead bodies, eat them.
My heart just like actually broke right there.
Yeah.
That's a reality that still happens today.
Yeah. So we as a people as well, we have to remember that everything wasn't perfect before the Pākehā either. So it's how do we make things perfect today?
I don't think how do we acknowledge that then?
Yeah.
How do we like look at now and be like, it's not working and then move forward?
Yeah.
Because I don't think we want to go back. We want to be able to say we acknowledge what happened then.
Yeah.
And we have every right to learn, like not through a Pākehā lens.
Yeah.
You know, we want all the details. I want the ugly, I want the beautiful, I want the tragic, and I want the stunning, all the stuff. Like, you know, all of that we deserve to learn. It's our right.
Yeah.
But it's...
It's our right to learn.
It's our right to learn.
It's our right to be.
It's our right to be.
Yeah.
I love that. That's a bar.
You've been calling out bars so much.
You're dropping bars left, right, and center, my bro. Literally.
Yeah. Disclaimer, I'm not talking to Māori's, like, we're all bad.
No!
And disclaimer, Pākehā, you're not all bad either.
Ah, no, don't get.
So, as a whole, I think the message we need to rep on is love.
Yeah.
Fucking.
And listening. And look, I was honest. I came in with judgments, and I was honest too that I didn't like a certain episode, not because it wasn't good information, but that it didn't
fit your narrative.
With me. And I think all of those complexities show that we're humans and we are emotional beings and we see the world through our eyes, sometimes needing reminding that we also need to give people an opportunity for them to share how they see the world through their eyes. So fundamentally, that's what I think I've learned the most in Under the Whareki.
Massive. Love you, bro.
Love you, bro.
Well, good. Under the Whareki, that's been an awesome season. See you next time.
Later.